Be Kind Rewind videos a la carte.
It's time for the Thursday Rewind, bringing you some of the best music from the past and what was happening in the world when they were new.
Didn't we do this yesterday?
It's the Thursday Rewind on 97.9 The Hill. And now, here's AJ.
He's here. Hey, it's AJ on the Thursday Rewind, 97.9 The Hill. Now, Victor asked if he could do it this week since, you know, I am on vacation, but I very politely told him to get stuffed because this is my thing and he can't have it. He, of course, cried a little bit, but he eventually got over it. Going to have a lot of fun tonight as we look at 1971. Got a lot going on in the early 70s. Musically, some fantastic historic bands. Got the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, the Eagles, all turning out great music. Politically, though, in the U.S., some troubled times, including the release of the Pentagon Papers. The New York Times began publishing sections of the Pentagon Papers starting on June 13th. Now, these papers were showing the U.S. government had been lying to the American people about our involvement in the Vietnam War. They were commissioned initially as a report on the political and military involvement of the U.S. The report covered U.S. involvement from World War II to 1968. The report was commissioned in 1967 by Robert S. McNamara, who at the time was Secretary of Defense. Daniel Ellsberg, a government consultant, had gained access to some of the classified documents and began releasing them to the New York Times in June 1971. The reports revealed that many large-scale attacks that the U.S. public were not aware of, causing many U.S. citizens to lose trust in the government. There's something new. The general feeling was that the United States government had misled the public and withheld the truth. This information was important because it added to the already growing unpopularity of the Vietnam War, and this only increased anti-war sentiments. In June of 2011, the Pentagon Papers were fully declassified and released to the public for the first time. Also, in 1971, at the top of the charts, we've got Maggie May from Rod Stewart on the Hill.
Didn't wanna be alone.
You stole my heart. I couldn't leave ya if I tried.
Stewart there with Maggie May on the Thursday Rewind, and man, I've always loved that song. Every time I hear it, I feel like I'm in a rom-com in the 90s with like Brendan Fraser and Jim Carrey or something or other. Of course, also in 1971, scientifically, we had our third manned moon mission. NASA's Apollo 14 was launched on May 31st. The crew consisted of Commander Alan Shepard, Stuart Rosa, who was the command module pilot, and Edgar Mitchell, who was the lunar module pilot. There were some issues with docking the modules that were overcome after several attempts. Shepard became the fifth person ever to walk on the moon and the first to try golfing on the surface after he attached a golf club head onto a lunar tool and attempted a few swings. I wonder how far his drives went. Eventually, the crew made it back safely to Earth on February 9th after 9 days and brought back over 90 pounds of lunar rocks and samples to be examined. Also in 1971 on the charts, we're looking at Ain't No Sunshine When She's Gone. It's Bill Withers on the Hill.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away, I wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gone to stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. And I know, 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 I know. I know, 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 sunshine when she's gone. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away.
Bill Withers, Ain't No Sunshine on the Rewind, 97.9 The Hill. Hey, it's AJ. Song just makes you want to crawl into a corner and cry, don't it? Now, look, I voted at the age of 18. It was 2008, just turned 18. I made the cut by a couple of days. And I have to say, I'd never really realized how important voting was until I'd done it. That's the moment where I came to the realization this is how, as a citizen body, we make changes. If something happens we don't like, we vote on people who will change it. So it's very important. Now, if it was 1970, I wouldn't have been able to vote at the age of 18 because the age was older at that point. But in 1971, the 26th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution was ratified. Now, there was a bit of a buildup to getting the voting age lower to 18. People have been talking about doing it ever since the draft age had been lowered to 18 years old during World War II. Then, in June of 1970, President Nixon had signed an extension of the Voting Rights Act of 1965 that would lower the voting age to 18 for all elections. A couple months later, March of 1971, the United States Senate voted almost unanimously to propose a constitutional amendment that would lower the voting age. That was then also approved by the U.S. House of Representatives later on in the month of March. The amendment was then ratified 4 months later by three-quarters of the state legislatures within the country, and it was finally adopted as the 26th Amendment on July 1st of 1971. The amendment reads, "The right of citizens of the United States who are 18 years of age or older to vote shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or any state on the account of age, and the Congress shall have the power to enforce this article by appropriate legislation." And finally, President Nixon signed that amendment one day after Independence Day, July 5th of 1971. Our final song tonight on The Hill, it's George Harrison and My Sweet Lord. Well, there you go. That's going to do it for AJ's Vacation Rewind tonight. I'm probably on a beach somewhere right now. Might not be in great shape, but I enjoyed being here with you. I hope you enjoyed the great music and the fun facts. Of course, you can hear the show again on chapelboro.com if you missed any of it or just want to, you know, go back and peruse to refresh the memory at any time. That should be up here in a few minutes at chapelboro.com and the on-demand page. Just look for me there and find the show and enjoy the rest of your night and week. Now, I do need to thank the inimitable Victor Lewis for taking over the after hours this week, still letting me do the rewind because he could have deleted this easily, but he's a bigger man than that. Seriously, he's bigger than me. He could kick my butt. I mean, he honestly could probably bench press me, but that's beside the point. Hey, it's AJ. I've had fun. I'll see you when I see you. Toodles.